The holiday season gets an early start in Over the Rhine. On November 17th and 18th is when Rookwood Pottery has its holiday open house. They're at 1920 Race Street between McMicken and Finley. And to tell us what's going on down there, Alan Nairn and Martin Wade from Rookwood, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Okay, so let's start off. Now, usually at this time of the year, that's when it's a trunk show there?
Historically, we've had a trunk show at that time of the year, usually like everybody else, the first weekend after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But we decided there were so many things going on the first weekend after Thanksgiving that we were going to do it the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So you're doing it early.
We're doing it early.
And then it's not a trunk show.
It's not a trunk show. It's an open house, which we're featuring some of our products that we had last year and some of the new items that were released and shown to the public for the first time this year.
Now, Rookwood is pottery. That's it, right?
We're going to be launching a whole new range of products, some of them designed by designer and artist Terry Kern. We will be featuring a new rabbit ornament, and there will be a newly carved and sculpted fawn and a dish that all designed by Terry Kern. In addition to that, we will have a historic rendering of the Louise Abel rabbit paperweight, and we've re-sculpted that, so that'll be exciting to see that. In addition to a resizing of a traditional monkey ornament, which was produced by Katuro Shiro Yamidami.
Okay, now I'm fascinated here. Could you maybe explain, I mean, admittedly this is only radio, but we're talking rabbits and monkeys. How do these fit in with the grand scheme of things?
We're constantly looking for new ideas and products at Rookwood. These were designed, as I said, by Terry Kern. We sculpt them in plasticine. It's then an elaborate process to get it through from plasticine to plaster, and then eventually into clay. And we use various techniques for that.
How big are these figurines?
The approximate size is 2 to 3 inches in width and height.
And these little things are just so cute. They make wonderful, wonderful ornaments for your tree. And when you see, especially the new little bunny, it is so cute. You just want to pick it up and rub it in your hand and everything. And there's all these wonderful colors that our artists have created and our glaze chemists. And likewise, we do have the tiles. We have the decorative tiles. We have our bird tiles. We've got a new set of 4 bird tiles that came out this year. We have some of our historic tiles that we've made over the years. We've got pine cone ornaments. We've just a whole range of little items that are great for stocking stuffers or for your table.
And all these are made here locally?
Everything is made locally. Everything that comes out of Rookwood has been, and we estimate has been touched by 15 times by someone's hand. And we have nothing that's mass-produced. Everything is 1-1-1-1-1.
And it probably takes a lot of time, too. I mean, I'm curious, for one of these ornaments, or for instance, how long does that take from the very start to when it gets on the shelf?
With the new idea, the quickest that we can make a product is 4 months. From somebody's concept to making the mold, to making the test, to making sure that the glaze will work on this product will take at least 4 months. And it's just a fascinating thing, and that's why I always encourage people, because in addition to our sale, our weekend open house on the 17th and 18th, I encourage people, we have an open house policy every Wednesday at 10:30. We encourage people to come down and take a tour of Rookwood and see what we're doing and see the wonderful things these tremendous artists are doing at Rookwood.
I know this is for a lot of businesses, but I'm always amazed to hear how people in the middle of the summer are working on Christmas items.
It's absolutely fascinating because Christmas is over for us by this time. November 1st, Christmas is over, and now we're thinking about Easter time. We're thinking about Easter baskets and Easter bunnies and Easter. Retail's crazy because you always are 6 months either ahead or behind. I'm not sure how you want to categorize it, but we're thinking of spring now. Christmas is over for us, and so we go on to the next thing.
And the kind of things that you create that come out of Rookwood, they're really collector items. Collectors will buy these, but you're also looking at just having them around the house just to look good.
Having them around the house to look good, and collectors will collect them. Last year, we introduced Terry Kern's first birds, and there was a series of 3 birds. And this year, we're issuing the second series of these birds. And I'm very convinced that people who got the birds last year will want to see the new colors and the new birds that we're introducing this year. And they're collector's items. They're something like when we're all little kids that you could remember every year, you got this for Christmas, you got this for Christmas, you got this for Christmas. Pretty soon, Grandma had 60 different things because Grandma wanted this, and so that's what we got her every year. And this is what's going to happen with some of these wonderful little ornaments. They're so cute. That's all I can tell people. They are just so cute. They have to come see them.
Well, let's make sure that people know that for this year, it's a week early on November 17th and 18th, that weekend before Thanksgiving. It's the Holiday Open House at Rookwood, 1920 Ray Street between McMicken and Finley. We've been talking with Alan Nairn and Martin Wade from Rookwood. Thank you both for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.